Western producer, when it comes to buying equipment, the quality of the local dealer, or lack of one, has typically played a big part in producers' decisions. A good local dealer is a big advantage for farmers and helps drive sales. Major brands are well aware of this factor. Since its inception in 1990, AGCO has grown in large part through corporate acquisitions, which gave it a patchwork of pre-existing dealerships. That collection of retailers had to be organized, consolidated and better structured as the company grew into a more identifiable and prominent brand. So, over the years, executives have often spoken about their work to develop a more cohesive, professional dealership network. In late January, AGCO announced its newest dealership initiative, Farmer Core, which aims to strengthen its improved retailer network and enhance service delivery to farmers. Farmer Core is a big change and a big challenge for us at AGCO, said John Rahia, Director of Customer Connected Distribution. At AGCO, we're aiming at being the most farmer-focused, farmer-centric OEM in the market. This is how we're going to bring that to the market. Rahia says the Farmer Core program aims to revolutionize the farmer experience by focusing on improving three core elements: physical dealer locations, mobile on-farm services, and digital services that will let farmers deal more directly with the brand. AGCO intends to roll out the Farmer Core program through 2024 in North and South America. It will help dealers identify how to tailor their businesses to provide the best service to customers in the right way. That means, among other things, recognizing areas of most and least demand for dealer support within a specific territory. That may involve relying on enhanced mobile sales and service for some areas. Smart network coverage is how do we look at an area of responsibility for our dealers and identify the most dense areas where they should be putting the most brick and mortar, the most infrastructure, because that's where their customers mostly are, said Rahia. As you get into less dense areas, let's not just go and put the same type of brick and mortar store. How do we maximize the efficiency of our dealers? On the mobile side, now that we have a strong network with the right-sized format, smaller stores in areas that demand it and larger stores in areas that demand that. As AGCO and its dealers adopt the Farmer Core concept, the company will share its customer data models to help dealers. We can go and sit with our dealers and say, this is what the science is telling us from the data set, he said. This is where the science combines with the art of knowing the dealer's territory, as most dealers do. We lay it out as clearly as possible. The overall goal is to strengthen and standardize the service that dealers offer to farmers, who may eventually see more physical outlets and enhanced mobile service offerings. Farmers will also get more opportunity to engage directly with AGCO, even arranging purchase and financing directly with the brand. The digital tools will still be facilitating transactions through the dealers. There are no plans now to bypass that, Rahia said. Through the digital tools, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for the customer to get the information they need. If it's through the buying process and they want to do a 100% purchase and financing online, digital signatures, etc., we're working toward enabling that. If they want to do it 100% with a dealer through a salesperson, we'll enable that too. Even if AGCO plays a larger role, the transaction will still be through a dealer. It's just making the channel of engagement with a customer, AGCO and dealer all come together as seamless as possible.